most people simply wouldn't live in a slum unless they had to, really. So what do you make of a God who sends his son to grow up in a slum? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to today's episode of Fresh. Let me ask you, if you were God, would you bring your son up in a slum? Because what God did is that he had Jesus, his son, grow up in a place called Nazareth. Now, that may not mean all that much to us here and now, beyond the fact that we recognise the name, but when Jesus started his gig of speaking tours and miracles, it was the source of quite some consternation. John chapter 14, verses 45 and 56. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the man that Moses wrote about in the law. The prophets wrote about him too. He is Jesus, the son of Joseph. He's from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to Philip, "Nazareth? Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip answered him, "Come and see." Nazareth, clearly not the sort of place you'd live if you were given a choice. And yet, God was given a choice and he chose this place. Imagine a slum in your part of the world, a part of your country or a suburb in your city, the sort of place where you would least want to live. Now, imagine if you were God, would you bring your son into that place and have him spend his childhood and formative teenage years there? It's so easy to imagine somehow that God is a God for the wealthy or the successful or the super spiritual. I'm not sure why we imagine that, but somewhere in our hearts, my hunch is we all do. And then God drops his son somewhere in a slum near you. Jesus. That's God's word. Fresh for you today. God's thoughts aren't our thoughts. His ways aren't our ways. That's why it's so important to get to know him well. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television program for some in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.